fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and colour our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, harmonious viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world.
Our worldwide satellite coverage is in Europe, Europert 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashtar 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 2 and Asiasat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 13 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, channel 35 on multimedia on-demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 105 on Mingchun Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts.
In today's news, China honors Russian relief workers for their heroic actions. In good governance news, Scotland's legislators consider tighter smoking regulations. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Italian humanitarian Mr. Alberto Cairo, who uses his expertise as a physiotherapist to help people in Afghanistan. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today is the first day of the Lunar New Year and is considered the single most important traditional holiday of the year in many Asian countries. Over the next 3 days, we will be hearing from locations around the world about the celebrations during this joyous time. Let's now visit our correspondent in Shanghai, China.
Hi Yashin. Wow, looks like there's a lot going on there. Tell us what's happening.
Yes, we're having a lot of fun here. I'm standing in front of Yuyuan Garden. The temple fair here provides a place for religious worship and folk entertainment. Every corner is full of joy and festivities.
Yashin, this is a year of the ox. What meaning does that have for 2009?
The year of the ox is a time of prosperity, and its meaning also relates to many virtues of this kind animal. Diligence, selfless dedication and sincerity. We also wish it to mean the start of this planet's vegan era of honoring the ox and all Earth's human and animal co-inhabitants.
Yes, and a vegan planet will mean a planet of peace, abundance, and happiness for all. That's very exciting.
Let's hear from some of our Shanghai friends their wishes for the new year.
祝大家吉祥如意，恭喜万岁，万事如意。
Happy Ox New Year!
希望我们2009年，我们每个人民都平安快乐，最关键希望我们全球世界人民永无战争，和平第一。
Happy New Year! This is Yasin reporting from China for Supreme Master Television.
Thanks so much, Yasin. We're going next to Seoul, South Korea, with our correspondent Jun Young. Hi there, Jun Young.
Hello, everyone. It's a wonderful time here at the Korea Folk Village, a place that strives to preserve and promote the Korean traditional culture.
Jun Young, Lunar New Year is a special time for family gatherings. How do families celebrate in Seoul?
Well, one of the ways we celebrate New Year's is by playing traditional folk games such as seesawing, a board game called Yunnori, and jegichagi, where the feet are used to toss around a hacky sack type of toy.
What are some of the New Year wishes of the residents of Seoul?
제 소망은 뭐예요?
사람이 돕는 착한 사람이요.
전 세계 모든 사람들 행복했으면 좋겠어요.
새해 복 많이 받으세요!
Reporting from Supreme Master Television from South Korea, this is Jun Young.
Many thanks, Jun Young. In Ao Lạc or Vietnam, the vibrant Lunar New Year celebration is called Tết. We're now going to hear about the festivities in Ao Lạc from Supreme Master Television correspondent, Mi Sung. Hello, Mi Sung.
Hi, I'm at Ben Thanh Market, a traditional and beautiful market in southern Ao Lạc.
Ao Lạc has many unique New Year's traditions. What are some of those, Mi Sung?
During Lunar New Year's days, one special thing that can't be missing from any Olasis home is the presence of the lovely apricot blossom, which is a symbol of luck. It also reminds us of the beauty of our amazing planet and the importance of living a compassionate lifestyle to save it. We have a group here with some New Year's greetings.
Năm mới, chúc quý khán giả truyền hình vô thời sưdồi dào sức khỏe, làm ăn phát tài và bằng sự thành công.
Năm mới chúng ta hãy ăn chay, sống xanh, cứu tinh cầu. Rồi nhân dịp năm mới về thì mình cũng kêu gọi các bạn hãy ăn chay và hãy giữ cho trái đất của chúng ta ngày thêm xanh hơn.
For 2009, I wish our kind viewers an ever more peaceful and pristine planet. Happy New Year!From Ao Lạc, I'm Mỹ Xuân for Supreme Master Television, and now back to you in the studio.
Thanks so much, Mỹ Xuân. We wish all a very happy Lunar New Year with many blessings for a very enlightening and prosperous 2009. Lion
News, Vanghua Magazine features celestial artist Supreme Master Ching Hai. The U.S.-based Vanghua Magazine printed for its special Lunar New Year edition a feature article about Supreme Master Ching Hai, with her words wishing a Happy New Year on the front cover. It reads,
Kính chúc tạp chí văn hóa và độc giả một năm sống xanh và thịnh vượng trong ân điển thiên đàng với tình thương tràn đầy và chia sẻ cho mọi người, mọi vật, mọi chúng sinh.
In a full five-page article, the magazine's esteemed publisher and editor-in-chief, Mr. Lee Kyung-chuk, wrote about the recent video conference he attended for the premiere of Celestial Art, a book presenting Supreme Master Ching Hai's versatile array of artworks. Regarding the event, in which he had a chance to speak with the guest of honor and artist herself, Mr. Lee Kyung-chuk wrote as follows.
Không ở đâu xa, ngay ở mỗi chúng ta, tình thương, niềm hân hoan, hòa bình,vẻ đẹp, sự cao thượng, trí huệ và tâm hồn thánh thiện chính là cốt lõi của nghệ thuật thiên đàng mà Thánh Hải Vô Thượng Sư muốn nhắn nhủ.
During the video conference, Supreme Master Ching Hai had spoken about the sources of inspiration that have nourished her celestial art creations.
As you can see, mostly in my paintings and poetry, they materialize in different places, from different sources of inspiration, even stones, trees, desert flowers, anything, because I love everything I see. When I was young, I fell in and out of love. That also inspired me to make poetry, yeah? But then at the end, I always come back to the real love of our life. That is heavenly love. That's my inspiration. Thank you. That's my muse.
Upon seeing Wanghua Magazine's cover story, Supreme Master Ching Hai wished to convey this message to Mr. Lee Ging-jok and his family.
All the best wishes to him and family. Please thank him for the honoring article and for his loving affection that spans many years and thousands of miles. Ching Hai.
We join in thanking Mr. Lee Ging-jok and Wanghua Magazine for this beautifully printed article, wishing you and your readers a joyful new year with heaven's abundant blessings.
Japan and UN assist Afghanistan with school development. Japan's recent donation of $24 million, part of ongoing support to the nation, was made through the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, to construct classrooms in the capital city of Kabul to accommodate an additional 80,000 students. Furthermore, the removal and disposal of thousands of explosives with the help of the United Nations Mine Action Program for Afghanistan has restored a reliable electric grid in city. Heaven bless Japan and the United Nations agencies for your steady support, and may the students of Afghanistan flourish in safety and expanded opportunities.
Former Prime Minister dubbed Greatest Living New Zealander. In a poll conducted through the New Zealand Herald, residents selected from among four candidates to choose a successor to Sir Edmund Hillary, who passed away last year. Selected for her remarkable achievements and contributions to society was former Prime Minister Helen Clark. Victoria Cross recipient and runner-up Willie Apiata offered his congratulations, stating, "She is a truly an inspirational New Zealander and thoroughly deserves this recognition. We respectfully send our congratulations, Your Excellency, for this honored acclaim. May your noble leadership and caring contributions continue to enrich the country and people of New Zealand."
Iraqi students turn arms into works of art. A lifelike metal dragonfly and regal profile of an ancient Egyptian queen are some of the creative designs by graduate students at Baghdad University's College of Fine Arts in Iraq. With a slogan, "Farewell to Arms," the project to transform weapons to art began in 2008. Now, in collaboration with the Iraqi Mine Unexploded Ordnance Clearance Organization, or IMCO, a gallery is planned, with proceeds going to benefit affected children in orphanages. We laud your beautiful hearts and talents, Baghdad University artists. Allah's blessing to you in bringing such peaceful joy and hope to so many others.
Young boy saves mom's life. Upon seeing his mother nearly unconscious from unknowingly breathing a dangerous mix of household cleaning chemicals, 8-year-old Christopher Lacombe from Virginia, USA, remained calm as he dialed the 911 emergency services number. He then gave all the information requested, including home address, his mother's birthday, and even her medication information. The medical personnel were thus able to arrive quickly and rush Mrs. Lacombe to the hospital, where she made a full recovery. A hero salute, young Christopher, for your true bravery in saving your mom. May you and your family enjoy many more loving moments together.
Vegetarian celebrity sponsors new animal law program. Mr. Bob Barker, well known for his 35-year career as the host of the Price is Right television game show, is contributing $1 million to the University of Virginia Law School in Virginia, USA. The funds will be used to establish an animal law program scheduled to begin in fall 2009. Mr. Barker, whose care for animals extends to his vegetarian diet, has previously given millions of dollars to set up animal rights programs at other U.S. law schools, including Columbia University, Harvard University, and Northwestern University. Our heartfelt thanks, Mr. Bob Barker, and God bless you for your generous devotion to the welfare of our animal co-inhabitants. Through the work born of support such as yours, may all sentient beings soon live in a world filled with love and respect.
Beagle displays heart of gold in adopting kitten. Bandit the Beagle was only 10 months old when human caregivers Marie and Ralph Breimer of Arizona, USA, took in a tiny kitten in need that they named Satchel. Having never given birth herself, Little Bandit nonetheless began lactating and has cared for the orphaned kitten like a loving mother. The two are now the best of companions. What a compassionate heart, Little Bandit. Many thanks for reminding us of the precious gift of unconditional love. We wish you, Satchel, and your human family of the Brimers a life full of shared happiness and contentment. Save Our Planet. Proposed laws to protect millions of hectares of U.S. land. The United States Senate has passed a number of conservation measures consisting of almost 170 land and water bills so as to safeguard millions of hectares of parks, rivers, streams, and trails in the nation. The key proposed law in the package is the National Landscape Conservation System Act, which would permanently protect 10.5 million hectares of government land.
The bills are awaiting approval by the House of Representatives with signature that could be among some of President Barack Obama's first acts of office. We are gladdened to know of the United States' efforts to preserve our treasured flora and fauna. We pray all nations join this noble movement towards a more sustainable abode for all.
Save Our Planet. New satellite monitors level of greenhouse gases. The Japanese Space Agency's new orbiting satellite, GOSAT, or Greenhouse Gases Observing Satellite, was launched from Japan on Friday for a 5-year mission to measure carbon dioxide and methane on the Earth's surface. Circling the globe once every 100 minutes, the satellite determines the density of the two gases through the use of optical sensors that will record over a million measurements each week. Japanese Space Agency, we applaud you for your brilliant technological advancement. May developments such as these bring expanded understanding for our better care of the planet.
Save Our Planet, bird-saving invention formulated by a 13-year-old boy. After finding that some 500 million birds perish each year from collisions with building windows throughout North America, student Charlie Sopkov of Ottawa, Canada, wanted to do something to save them. With the understanding that light in the ultraviolet spectrum is visible to avian species, Charlie formulated a removable window decal employing a special ultraviolet paint that is transparent to humans but signals a solid object to be avoided to the bird. He is now working with a group of volunteers on testing the decal and is also considering marketing the invention. Great job, Charlie. Heaven surely smiles on such a kind heart and noble spirit as yours. Blessed be your innovation in preserving the lives of our precious avian co-inhabitants.
Save Our Planet. Climate-related crop failure in Burundi. Nearly 17,000 Burundians in the northern portion of the country are facing a severe food shortage following prolonged drought in September and October 2008. The United Nations World Food Program has already contributed over 350 metric tons of food to these and almost 60,000 people in other parts of Burundi, where there is a lack of food as well. Despite releasing the smallest amount of emissions responsible for global warming, the African people are now enduring three times as many food emergencies as in the 1980s. The United Nations World Food Program and all donors, heaven bless your loving efforts to meet the nutritional needs of the gentle Burundi people. May our world recognize and act on the real impacts of climate change to assure a brighter tomorrow for all Earth's inhabitants. Speaking via video conference for a climate seminar held in Japan, Supreme Master Ching Hai emphasized how a switch to a vegetarian diet will solve most of society's ills, including the current food crisis.
In this urgent situation of our planet, a vegetarian diet can save the world through the elevating good karmic consequences and benevolent energy from the compassionate good lifestyle, and through saving great amount of earth's resource and energy and food to feed the hungry, etc., etc., and also will minimize war or eliminate war altogether.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risks 50%, reduce heart surgery risks 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3,433 million hectares of land annually. free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production. Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air. Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com.
Save Our Planet, South Africa's Central Energy Fund, Carbon SA, and Norway's Green Stream Network are collaborating to form Carbon Stream Africa, which will assist other companies in setting up sustainable energy endeavors in developing nations.
Save Our Planet. The Spanish Ministry of Industry reaffirmed its intention to avoid construction of nuclear plants in favor of improved energy efficiency and sustainable energy sources.
And I live on a healthy vegan diet, all animal free. Today I have a tip on donating your computer. Before giving it to a school or charitable organization, you might want to use a disk cleaning program to erase personal information. There are commercial and freeware disk cleaning software which are available online. Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for watching, and now, how about taking a look at the weather around the world?
In humanitarian news, Russian emergency teams received medals. 98 Russian rescue and medical crew members were honored with medals for their life-saving efforts during China's Wenchuan earthquake relief work. Chinese ambassador to Russia, Liu Guzhan, presented the awards in Moscow, Russia, commending the country's Ministry of Emergency Situations. He lauded their quick delivery of supplies and their compassionate showing of comfort to the children. Our sincere congratulations, rescue and medical team members of Russia. May heaven bless you for your courageous and loving spirit.
In good governance news, Scotland plans for tighter smoking regulations. Smoking in public places has been banned in the country since March 2006. Policymakers have pledged to introduce further restricting legislations this year. They are considering requiring registration for tobacco retailers, regulating shop displays, and forbidding the sales of packets containing 10 cigarettes. Public Health Minister Shona Robinson said, "We simply can't afford to ignore the horrendous damage that smoking does. Both the human and economic costs are enormous. Our hats off to you, Scottish legislators, for your steps towards a smoke-free nation. May all people enjoy the best of fresh air and robust health."
on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership. Stay tuned for today's segment featuring Italian physiotherapist Mr. Alberto Cairo, who has dedicated his life to helping people in Afghanistan. We'll go out to smell some flowers and come right back. More Noteworthy News when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, helpful news for a righteous world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment featuring Italian Mr. Alberto Cairo, a physiotherapist devoted to aiding people with disabilities in Afghanistan.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
For almost 20 years, Mr. Alberto Cairo, age 56, a physiotherapist from Piedmont, Italy, has been helping Afghanistan residents with disabilities regain mobility and normalcy. He was assigned by the International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC, to Kabul, Afghanistan in 1989 to lead the orthopedic programs there. In 1992, he reopened the ICRC Orthopedic Center, which is now the organization's largest rehabilitation clinic in the world, offering services to amputees and those with other physical disabilities. Thousands of prostheses, crutches, walkers, and wheelchairs are produced there yearly. With Mr. Cairo's guidance, 5 more clinics have also been established in major cities in Afghanistan. Almost 90,000 Afghans have been provided with prostheses as a result of the ICRC program.
Mr. Cairo's courageous commitment, empathetic nature, and humorous spirit have endeared him to the Afghani people. All of the local staff employed at the Kabul Center have some disabilities. When there were no jobs opportunities left at the clinic, Mr. Cairo helped to initiate microcredit programs to aid patients in getting started in earning successful livelihoods. So far, over 4,000 interest-free microloans have been given. Vocation training projects have also been launched.
In 2007, Mr. Cairo was honored with the World Confederation for Physical Therapy Service to Humanity Award. About his work in Afghanistan, Mr. Cairo said, "If you can improve the life of a person, it gives you so much joy. If I had to compare what I give to what I get much more than I give." Heaven bless you, Mr. Alberto Cairo, for your dedication to helping others have a better future. May all people have beautiful lives full of joy and dignity.
Time for some light-hearted humor with Joke of the Day, entitled Looks Familiar, told by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Two men who were drunk walking down the street. The first one saw a mirror and picked it up, have a look in the mirror and say, I think I know this person. The second drunken man took the mirror from the first man and say, "Let me have a look." After looking into the mirror, the second drunken man said, "Ah, of course you know, it's me."
And now for our viewers' hotline. Dasumian has watched an interview with famed American vegetarian actress Lindsay Wagner on Supreme Master Television and wrote the following hotline.
Smart, talented, strong, independent, Lindsay is wonderful. Keep peace in your soul. It is still a beautiful world. Jasumian.
Joyous, Jasumian. We also very much appreciate the talented and award-winning vegetarian actress, Lindsay Wagner. Her humanitarian work and dedication to our animal friends is so heartening. Our Earth could certainly benefit from more and more kind-hearted people. With love and best wishes.
Do you have a hotline today? We would love to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to info@supremastertv.com or to the address on your screen. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May Heaven's blissful symphony bring you much inner fulfillment.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Dog trainer Leslie Carley at the Dogs Trust Salisbury in England teaches sign language to Snowy, a deaf 4-month-old Jack Russell Terrier, in 3 short weeks.
The New Hope Trust of Scotland establishes 2 centers in Moldova to help girls when they leave the orphanage at age 16, providing them with a home and support with studies and work.
The Mexican city of Merida cancels a planned bullfight between an 11-year-old boy and 6 calves due to concern for both human and animal welfare.
79-year-old Randy Wilt from Ohio, USA, received his first general education diploma, or GED, after years of studying, and is now on to taking his first college course.
The UN Office of the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs donates $460,000 to provide emergency shelter for over 1,100 homeless families following recent floods in Colombia.
An Aulexese or Vietnamese delegation led by Deng Van Hang visits Japan and expresses gratitude for Japan's assistance to Aulac or Vietnam over the past 35 years.
Iran and North Korea both signal a willingness to review new approaches from U.S. President Barack Obama for diplomatic resolution of their nuclear development status.
U.S.-based charity group Dream Foundation is providing the finances for Jessica Keenan, a stage 4 breast cancer patient in California, USA, to celebrate her wedding.
Costa Rican citizens donate funds to help rescue 2,500 animals following the recent earthquake, enabling most of them to be reunited with their human companions.
For details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.